Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, February 12th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Among our top stories this evening,
violence reared its ugly head in Harare's Mavuku high-density suburb today, pitting ZANU-PF and MDC supporters during a tour of council projects by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
Ousted ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo says his faction will press ahead with its efforts to challenge the party's disputed December Congress, despite pronouncements by Party Secretary President Robert Mugabe yesterday that the party's principles and rules are not subject to higher courts.
And workers grumble over Reserve Bank Governor John Mangudya's pronouncement yesterday that workers should not expect salary hikes this year.
We don't agree with what is being proposed, because in the first instance, the government knows, say, if they want to bring up anything, they must bring it at the TNF, the Tripartite Negotiating Forum, but they did not.
Violence erupted in Harare's Mavuku high-density suburb today, pitting ZANU-PF and MDC supporters against each other when former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai toured some council projects in the area. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi was there and he filed this report.
Some ZANU-PF supporters, clad in their regalia and using their party's vehicle inscribed ZANU-PF Harare Province, barricaded the main road leading into Mavuku off the Harare Mutare Highway with stones and logs to stop Mr. Tsvangirai's tour. However, Mr. Tsvangirai's motorcade had to negotiate its way through the bush into Mavuku, where the former premier's first stop was Mavuku police station, where he registered a complaint. A vehicle that was carrying journalists sped off when the newsmen were trying to take pictures of the ZANU-PF youths barricading the road. MDCT's local councillor for Mavuku's Ward 21, Munyaradzi Kufaa Kutizwe, and former Harare City councillor Peter Marange were pelted with stones and suffered head injuries. Marange told Studio 7 that he was also dragged in the tarmac by the vicious ZANU-PF youths. After making a report at the police, Mr. Tsvangirai's entourage, that included MDCT Deputy National Chairperson Morgan Komichi and Harare Deputy Mayor Thomas Muzuva, proceeded to Kamunu Shopping Center to see a market that the council is erecting. Muzuva told the former premier that the market stalls were almost complete, but a shortage of funds had delayed their completion. While Muzuva led the former prime minister in touring the market stalls, an unidentified number of vehicles carrying ZANU-PF youths arrived at the scene, dropped them off, and started throwing stones at MDC members in Mr. Tsvangirai's entourage, resulting in local MDC activists who were now following their leader retaliating. In the fracas, some ZANU-PF vehicles had their windows smashed before they sped off. The opposition leader also took his tour to Old Tafara to see boreholes that were drilled by council in partnership with a foreign company in a bid by the city fathers to end the water problems in the area, where a multitude of his supporters gathered after the news of his impending visit filtered through. There, Mr. Tsvangirai told the MDCT faithful that he would not allow ZANU-PF to declare some no-go areas throughout the country, let alone in Mavuku Tafara, which his party controls.
Whoever in ZANU-PF is encouraging this kind of youth, unemployed youth, hooliganism, must bear the consequences. I'm not going to have an area, a no-go area for me. I refuse to accept that. And whoever is promoting that kind of violence and hooliganism must be condemned in the strongest term.
After his tour, Mr. Tsvangirai told journalists at his Highlands residence that President Robert Mugabe should put a stop to violence that is resurfacing in most parts of the country. He said today's incident and other cases being reported in some parts of the country is a serious indictment on Mr. Mugabe, who is also the chairman of both the African Union and the Southern African Development Community.
In fact, what we should be talking about is to is to implement the new constitution and all the rights that are enshrined in the constitution.
Meanwhile, the former prime minister praised the local authority for working hard to address the plight of the people in Mavuku and Tafara, especially on water provision, despite the difficult economic conditions obtaining in the country.
The most perennial problem of Mavuku has been the issue of water. And I think that the country has responded to the water shortage in Mavuku.
Mr. Changirai is expected to visit several places countrywide to get firsthand the people's living conditions. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.